So, did you hear about Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer has a new partnership or something? I heard it from you. What was it? They now have vegan hot dogs?
Yeah, yeah. So, great. Okay, so it's all sort of stemming from Kraft. And Kraft, I guess, is owned by Oscar Mayer.
Or vice versa.
Kraft Heinz is the parent company.
They own Oscar Mayer, yeah.
And they've been doing these partnerships. We talked about this before with Notco.
Mm-hmm.
Notco has plant-based cheese and plant-based proteins. It's a Chilean company.
Cool.
I just spaced because I said it correctly this time.
Good job.
Thank you so much. And
Chilean company.
They got some Bezos bucks to expand. Mm-hmm. And so they did this big partnership with Kraft, and they've put out Kraft singles, but vegan.
Yeah.
They've put out.
And 10 times the price.
They've put out the mac and cheese, the purple box, not mac and cheese, not go mac and cheese. I tried that. Have you had it yet? Or you don't know?
No, I want to try it.
So the mac and cheese, I think it's too sweet. A lot of people really like it. A lot of people are excited. I think the nostalgia definitely has taken up a lot of vegans, and they're very excited about being able to eat Kraft mac and cheese, the plant-based version.
Kraft dinner. I'll take it.
But I definitely am not super crazy about it. But, it's good enough, and it's nice that, you know, it's going to be available to a lot more people. And they also have come up with these Oscar Mayer not hot dogs and not sausages.
Notsages.
And it looks like they're going to be selling them, like, I think the third quarter. So it's coming out maybe for summer. We'll be getting them
for barbecue season. I'm excited.
But it's really interesting because if you really think about it, I mean, I'm just thinking in the meat world, like, let's say, like, the hot dog is probably one of the most disgusting things that you could ever possibly eat. I'm talking about the meat hot dogs.
Sure, the ones that has like pig lips in it.
Not just that.
All the little odds and ends that don't sell.
You are eating three different types of animals if you're eating
in
the Oscar Mayer
casing.
The Oscar Mayer classic hot dog is three different animals. It's
turkey, a cow?
No. Actually, you know, it's interesting. I did a deep research on this, and I was going to do a post about it. I'm like, this is too disgusting. In fact, I even have a video. I mean, you might want to watch a little bit of it. It's really fun. But it's a video about how hot dogs are made.
Oh, I mean, you know, they have that expression, like, you don't want to do it because you know how the sausage is made.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So it just means like it's the grossest thing ever.
So the Oscar Mayer classic dog has turkey meat, chicken meat, and pork. So when you bite into a animal hot dog, you're actually eating three different animals.
Blended together in a homogenated pile of goop.
It's a meat batter. And in fact, like, I was looking at the term mechanically separated.
Oh,
and
God.
It's like,
that's when they take the flesh from the bone with a machine.
They have this machine. I saw it on YouTube. It's like you put the bones, like, basically, I mean, in some ways it's sustainable, I guess, after everyone eats their, their chicken dinner, whatever. I mean, when they cut out all the breasts and all the parts that people eat, all those other parts go into this machine and they scrape all of the sinew and the skin. And I guess only 15% has to be like actual meat. The other parts can be that stuff, what they call, I guess, white slime. The stuff is scraped from the bones.
Cartilage?
Even in the ingredient list, it says in the ingredient list for Oscar Mayer's classic hot dog, it's mechanically separated chicken meat, mechanically separated turkey, and then pork. I don't know. Maybe the pork isn't mechanically separated. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Seeing a video of how the hot dog is made is one of the most horrifying things you could ever imagine.
That should turn a person vegan. That's just so nasty.
The problem is if you post it anywhere, it's going to be, people are run from the hills.
I mean, it should make you run from these products. It's just crazy that they make it look so like clean and pure and good when it's in a neat little package.
Well, not just that, they create this kind of oozy
horror show.
Batter that they jam into cellulose, you know, containers for the
no,
hot dog.
I'm glad it's no longer intestines like it used to be with sausages.
It's all bad. It's not cool. Here, okay, we'll watch a little bit of this because I think it's an entertaining.
I'm gonna barf.
It's how hot dogs are made.
We gotta see this.
Today's your lucky day.
Hot dogs are an all-American fare, but most likely it was German sausage makers who first came up with the idea.
I like this music.
It's like generic. What do you call it? Stock music.
Idea. In fact, there are reports of German immigrants selling them from push carts in New York's Bowery as far back as the 1860s. A century and a half later, hot dogs are still the number one treat on the street.
Oh, gross.
We haven't even gotten to the gross part yet.
They're just piling them.
Okay. Made from a mix of... Okay, so this is where it's starting to get weird. Okay, now you're seeing just like... pink
sludge,
grayish boxes of sludge,
pork, beef, and chicken. The cuts they
you know what's interesting?
So is it pork, beef, and chicken?
Yeah, but they actually the USDA.
No. Yeah.
Oh no, you see it?
I see this giant like it's like a Indiana Jones boulder. You know the boulder that he runs away from that almost flattens him? It's just a boulder of dead meat.
Mechanically separated beef is, according to the USDA, unfit for human consumption.
So who consumes it?
I don't know. Maybe it's for animal pet feed. But they have determined that because of illness that you can't separate the beef bones. I mean, the sinew, and feed it to humans. So this is
maybe
probably
it'll give you mad cow disease.
This video probably is too old for this because I guess they were separated, or maybe they use beef trimmings, but they're not using the mechanically separated beef. So mechanically separated beef is not fit for human consumption. But I guess mechanically separated chicken and mechanically separated turkey, I guess, is fit for human consumption.
That meat boulder is the stuff of nightmares.
Oh, you haven't even gotten to it yet. Okay, so you hear the meat.
This is the
money shot of the beef trimmings hitting the metal tray.
No, it's a boulder.
Called trimmings. Pieces of meat left over from cutting steaks or pork chops.
Okay, it's not a boulder. It's just a giant like garbage dumpster. Oh.
The trimmings are ground.
Oh my god, it's like a garbage dumpster and it's going through a grinder. And it's just like all these ounces of flesh belong to a creature with feelings at some point. Those are all interwoven. Their flesh is all interwoven in a giant pile of sludge. And like each of those bits of flesh like once had like a friend to talk to. You know, it had an emotional life. It's amazing.
It's just like that, it's made of people, you know.
Soylent
Green. Watch a little bit more because I think it gets even sludgier. Hold on. They haven't gotten to the meat batter part yet. Here, hold on. So right now it's, I guess, stringy sludge. Drum solo, obviously. Oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
Adding to the ground meat, followed by food starch.
Okay, all right. I think we saw enough of this.
You keep going. It's just,
Oh, you want to keep going? Okay.
And other flavorings.
They're adding the flavoring to the sludge.
Oh, they're just putting a bunch of powder onto this massive dumpster of meat sludge. Oh, like little paprika. Oh, God. It's coming out of a giant, like, industrial bag. In the background, you see them, like, washing the meat.
Water
what is that, water?
Into the mix, and everything is blended together in a big bag.
Wow, it looks like a sewage treatment plant. I can't. It looks like there's treating, like poo.
Corn syrup adds a dash of sweetness.
Oh, a little syrup in there for sweetness. Oh, man.
Oh, the
band
really
just looks like a
it.
Sewer. I can't. It's like, what? He will eat
the
this?
The addition of even more water helps to disperse the ingredients and make the hot dogs juicier.
Oh my god. Can you imagine, like, the worst thing? Like, can you imagine, like, forget the machines squishing you. Imagine I just throw you in that pile of meat. Like, how horrible would that be? And then you emerge from it like a trauma, like, monster, like, dripping with, like, brown poo-looking meat. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is just, I'm going to have nightmares tonight, guaranteed.
I have a question to Oscar Mayer. Are you going to clean the tray?
How do you sleep at night? Hold on,
how do you sleep at night? Are you going to clean the tray before you put the plant-based stuff in?
Oh God, please, please,
I hope they don't use the same facility.
Oh my God, it's got to be a different process. It's got to be, please, please.
It's probably the same.
This is like the Toxic Avenger. Oh, this is like a villain origin story. You know, the Joker like fell into like a vat of acid. Can you imagine some like vegan superhero like falls into a vat of like Oscar Mayer meat sludge, and then they're just like enraged and invigorated?
You can be the awkward meat man.
God, it's
all right. Well, let's keep going because this is getting really, maybe eventually it's going to get into some hot dogs. Right now it's just the most nightmarish pink slime you could ever imagine.
The things that YouTube takes down, and then this nightmare is just like perfectly fine, la-di-da.
Well, it's a big channel.
I wonder what the comments say.
The big channels, I'm going vegan,
boneless beef, corn soup, as a dash of sweetless and endless stream. Everyone, I'm not ever eating hot dogs again. Everyone continues to eat hot dogs. Oh, okay, go back to the video. Oh, God, I can't even deal.
Another machine then purees the meat batter into
it just looks like soft serve now. It's just a giant soft serve machine. And then what are these cylinders?
Rolls of cellulose tubing are loaded into the stuffing machine.
Oh, it's plant-based. How nice. Oh, they're just jamming the sludge into the cellulose.
Casings, twisting it every five
this
and a
poor
quarter
lady,
inches.
This is her job.
One hot dog.
And her hairnet, and she's
just 35 seconds
winding.
To make a chain of hot dogs.
Oh, God, that shot.
Soccer field twice.
Man. Oh, what? And then they're hanging these dogs from a...
Three of those hot dog chains are linked together to make an even longer string, and they're loaded several at a time into another machine, which drapes the hot dogs onto moving racks.
Drapes the meat dogs.
The process is carefully timed so that a twist.
Well, now they look like hot dogs at least. You know, the
sure, yes. And now it's divorced from the nastiness of its origin, and it's just like, oh, they look clean and good and yum, yum, yum. The precision of these machines to like extract every last cell of the creatures into, oh, gosh, it's just so advanced.
Honestly, I think the best thing that Vegan Route Outreach can do is we could just have to get a Super Bowl commercial and then post how hot dogs are made. This is what you're eating right now. And then...
Yeah, if only they would allow that. Like, they're not going to let... Like, for example, even slaughterhouse videos, like, it's the truth, but you can't show that to people. It's traumatic.
I mean, in some ways, it's a sustainable protein. You know, I mean, they're taking, like, the... I don't know, they're scraping every last bit of the animal.
Well, that's only under That's only under the assumption that it would otherwise be thrown away, and, like, the rest of this whole nightmare process will happen anyway.
The real nightmare is people eat this. I mean, come on. It's disgusting.
Astounding.
Stuff like this makes me super proud to be vegan, so I don't have to eat that crap. That's disgusting. Oh, I mean, there's nothing more disgusting that I've ever seen in my entire life than this video.
My stomach is doing like Olympic level gymnastics at the moment.
And the video, if you want to see it, it's called How It's Made, Hot Dogs from How It's Made. It's a major video that has a million views. How It's Made.
Oh, it needs to have 8 billion views. Every human being on planet Earth should see this.
Let's get back to plant-based food. Okay, so anyway, so the Heinz is making their not hot dog, and it's going to be...
I love how you're making it linger there. I still see it.
I'll close it. I'll stop sharing this picture. Hold on. How do I do that?
I'm feeling some feelings. I think I have cortisol coursing through my veins.
Yeah. So after all this, okay, are you going to try the not go hot dog?
Yeah, if it's vegan, sure, I'll try it. And like anything to like help pivot them away from this horror show.
But what if it's going through that same factory that we just saw?
Oh, if it's going through the... No way. I mean, no. No.
I think you're going to have like nightmares about it later.
I'm having day nightmares right now.
You're having a pod nightmare.
Look, if some alien, hyper-intelligent alien species thinks like, oh, these dumb humans are just foolish animals, who cares? Let's put them into meat. Can we reasonably blame them? That's what we do to other creatures.
Not just that, but that particular factory scene where they just have just piles of chum that they're making. It's a science fiction scene. You look at it like this can't be our reality, but it is. It's a reality every single day. They're making chum for people
for
to consume
for over 100 years. Yeah,
and people are like, great hot dog, and they're going to whatever. I don't know.
I don't want to think about it.
The baseball game, and they're chomping on a hot dog. I don't know. Anyway, so hopefully we'll see a switch over where people will start eating plant-based dogs. And, there was interesting ingredients that they mentioned about their hot dogs and sausages, the NotGo Kraft sausages. They're made out of bamboo fiber, mushroom, and pea protein, which I find interesting. I think that the bamboo fiber might be the thing that encases the hot dog. Give it maybe a snap.
People eat bamboo shoots and they're pretty yummy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bamboo shoots are in Asian cooking, but I've, and also I think Up to Naturals has a thing called an up dog, and the up dog, I believe they use algae for the covering, some kind of seaweed covering for their hot dog. Honestly, on Tuesday they're having a pop-up at Besties, so you're cool. Definitely invited. I'm going to be probably going there.
Oh, thank you.
If I can make it. It's next week, so
what time is it?
I think it's 5:00.
Might be able to make it.
I'll call you. We can I don't know, we'll broadcast live from Besties.
Live from Besties. Hot dogs that aren't made from a horror show of depravity.
Well, what's cool about Upton's is they're from Chicago, so I think they're going to be making free Chicago dogs.
That's awesome.
Chicago. All right. Okay, so you would try it as long as it doesn't come from that factory that we saw on YouTube.
Sure, yeah.
The other interesting element is Impossible just came out with their hot dog.
They never had a hot dog before?
No. No, Impossible Dogs. Remember we showed they had a commercial that they showed. It was a Christmas miracle because he was a hot dog eating champion.
That. Yeah.
The best hot dog that I've had personally, vegan hot dog, has been the Stadium Dog by Field Roast.
Hmm.
Oh, actually, there's some interesting intrigue. I don't know, palace intrigue about Field Roast.
Spill the tea.
Okay.
Spill the trigue.
I mean, it's more consolidation than anything. Remember, okay, so Field Roast's parent company is Maple Leaf Foods.
Mm-hmm. The pig killers.
Well, they're a meat packer in Canada, the largest meat packer in Canada. But they own Field Roast. They also own Light Life. They also own some other vegan brands. But what's interesting is they always ran all of their PR. And I don't know if it was their distribution through a company called Greenleaf.
Oh, their subsidiary, their greenwashing subsidiary.
Well, there's no longer a Greenleaf. So it's going to be straight from Field Roast to Maple Leaf Foods now. So Greenleaf will be no more. And they're moving on to, I guess they're consolidating their business.
Oh, that's just a shell game, whatever.
I don't know. I find it interesting. I guess it's I can see that a lot of these companies, we don't have to pretend like we're responsible anymore. We just want the money. I don't know.
Yeah. No one's really paying attention to parent companies of brands. They just look at the brands.
Well, some people do.
We do, but not a lot of people do. It's
maybe a superficial consumer may not want to know, that their product is owned by a meat packer. I don't know. Yeah. And the other big meat news, since we're on the meat wagon, is Beyond Meat.
The Chuck Wagon
has unveiled their new Beyond version 4. Which is a healthier version of Beyond. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that? I did kind of some announcements about it.
You know, like they can say healthier to the end of the earth. There's always going to be enough like meat lobby people to convince everyone that it's not healthy.
I'm going to find some other tact. I mean, I think that the problem is taste. The other issue. Okay. So anyway, what they're doing is they're going to be using avocado oil, 100% avocado oil, cutting its saturated fat by 60% to 2 grams, and then 20% less sodium. The ingredient list is going to be shorter with two different new proteins, red lentils and faba bean protein. And then Ethan Brown, I supposedly they got the okay from like, you know, dietitians, and they were trying to make a healthier burger. I personally think that it's all about taste, and if it tastes good, and if it's, you know, most likely it's a indulgence anyway. It's a burger.
When will you have a chance to taste it and pass your judgment?
I think it's going to be available sometime in March. Ethan Brown said something here. I guess this is a response to, I guess, the haters. This is a quote from Ethan Brown. For the last several years, there have been a combination of campaigns and other efforts to try to poison the well regarding the health benefits of plant-based meat.
Kind of true.
In the spirit of iron sharpening iron, we've tried to create products that are now fully unassailable from a health perspective.
Oh, unassailable. Beyond reproach.
But here's the thing, Ethan, if you're listening. Do you think Ethan's listening right now?
Oh, he's definitely listening.
Okay, Ethan, let me tell you. I want Beyond to do really well, Ethan. But the situation is Impossible already has a healthier version of their Impossible meat. It's called Beef Light. And it's really good. It tastes great. Is that taking over the market? I don't think so. It's the Impossible meat. So I don't know how earth-shattering this might be. Also, the other situation is that I don't think people make a choice because something's healthier. Maybe it has to do with it maybe priced better. The other issue is it looks like they're going to be shrinkflationing their package.
Oh, yeah.
So they were selling the Beyond bricks. I think they were in 16-ounce packages.
Mm-hmm.
And all the artwork I see for the ground bricks are 12 ounces for the new one. So,
and wait, are they discontinuing the previous line or are they just adding this?
I've heard mixed situational things. I heard that they're going to keep the original flavor. But the way they're branding it, you know, Beyond Four, it seems like they're taking all their chips and throwing it to the center of the center of the poker table. So, I mean, what do you think about this, Mike Keller?
Look, as you know, I'm not an authority on and the way anything tastes. I know very little about what is healthy. What I do know is that the price is a big issue. And if you remember, they said early on that their goal was to reach parity with meat prices.
Yeah,
and
not
they're
anymore.
Going in that opposite direction. What?
Yeah, not anymore. They're changing their tack. Now they're saying, oh, it's healthy. That's what
if
you know.
You're
and
going
people,
to and, go ahead, vegan sorry. Tax us, only vegans are going to buy it. You will not expand your market share beyond the few of us.
Well, even this hot dog thing. Like obviously, you know, I mean, we're disgusted by the sludge, but will people that normally eat hot dogs that are cheaper than anything, I mean, you can get like a, I don't know, 12 hot dogs for like $2, $3. You can go on the 99 cent store, maybe get them from 99 cents. And so price is not an issue. The issue is like, well, we'll provide a premium product. You can even tell by the Beyond packaging, the new packaging that they have, where they got this kind of gold, kind of oily gold color that they're using, that they're going for a more premium brand identity. You know, I mean, and honestly, they've been trying a lot of different things. I mean, they have so many different like iterations of their logos and different ways that they've been, they just keep on shuffling around different
just concepts. Trying to see like something that'll like stem the bleeding, stop the plummeting.
You know, Impossible actually came out with like a new packaging concept too. Now it's all red. You know, they I think they went with blue, and now they're going with all red, like a completely different.
Grab your attention.
I don't know.
Being a vegan feels like being at the airport. You know, it's like you're stuck there. Like all the stores, every like, you know, Starbucks or whatever food you want costs three times more. But you've already been through like security check, and too bad. Like you don't feel good about it, but you need to eat. You're hungry. You just like pony up. It sucks.
Yeah, no, you're hungry and you got to eat something. And, you know, obviously.
And you're a captive audience, yeah. And they'll charge whatever they feel like it, because you're not going to leave the, you don't have time to leave the airport. Or being at a sports game, same, you know, it's just like, here's your $20. It, like, it doesn't feel good. Here's your $20 hot dog. You're, you know.
But the other situation is that a lot of these, like, let's say lower priced situations, like I guess when Beyond was trying to work at a parody. What they did was they were putting out product and losing money. Like Beyond, yeah. Beyond is like $1.2 billion in debt. Now, is that a good thing? Is that a healthy company? I don't know. I guess a company can be $1.2 billion
by itself doesn't mean anything, right? Like the ratio of debt to equity is what matters. Like there's plenty of companies that are in billions and billions of dollars of debt, and it's just
they they're worth $400 million.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I mean, if they were worth $1 billion and there were $1.2 billion in debt, oh well, okay, you know. But if they're worth a fraction of what they owe, like what can they do?
It's going to weigh them down for sure. Also depending on whatever the terms of the financing, it's a problem.
And then we have a company like Just Egg, who's. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm, you know, that owes money to a lot of, allegedly owes money to a lot of places.
If you were to put together all the stories, and if they're all true, like their days are probably numbered, that, you know, they're running out of people to turn to borrow money from or to give, who's going to agree to be their supplier unless, you know, everything is paid for up front?
So what's happened is a lot of investors. Angel investors have supported our vegan diet of fast food and you know, convenient food, because it costs a lot more than to make it than for us to buy it. I mean, obviously, too, there's an economy of scale.
Sure. So the Oscar Myers of the world who dragged their feet, you know, these startups basically demonstrated that there's a market for some things. And the startup struggled. And then the Oscar Myers and the Crafts of the world can just say, oh, I see there's some market share to capture. Let's get it. You know, and they have that economy of scale to just come in and gobble it up.
Well, you know, I was kind of breaking down the mac and cheese, you know, price-wise. So, you know, Kraft came out with this mac and cheese that's NotCo. Okay, so I didn't look exactly like the non-vegan version, the original mac and cheese that you can get from that purple box, is 8 ounces, like 8.3 ounces. The vegan
uncooked.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about the amount of it's pasta and the whatever the powder.
Powder.
So that's 8.2 or 8.3 ounces. The vegan version. It's like 7.2. Like it's an ounce less.
Ugh.
And then, insult to injury, you can buy that mac and cheese on sale for like $1.30. That's $1.29. That's pretty much how much. Like go to the 99-cent store, it's $1.29. You go to Vaughn's, it's $4 for $5. That's usually the price. So it's like $1.30, okay? The NotCo mac and cheese. I think it was $4.49, but on sale for $3.99. So almost four times the amount for less than one box.
And the sad thing is we say like, oh, for vegan food, that's a good deal. And that's probably their like their thinking when they made it. Is that what we're used to is paying so much more that that seems relatively good.
Well, you know, you also look, I'm sure they're looking at the competitors, the plant-based mm-hmm. competitors like Annie's right. or some of the other smaller, I don't know, what's the other, Goodles or, you know, some of these other brands. And they're usually charging about $5 for their right. box. So they're like, oh, well, so
the
we
rational
charge...
consumer picks up the, this, you know, well, the plant-based consumer who isn't that concerned about the company picks up the NotCo version.
Well, the NotCo is maybe $1 less. So they can, yeah. whatever, they can cut out these, I don't know, companies that have probably better tasting product, honestly. I mean, but again, nostalgia is also something that a lot of vegans definitely embrace. Mm-hmm. And so there will be, you know, vegans that want to feed their kids Oscar Mayer wieners and they're you know, plant-based, or they want their kids to try Kraft mac and cheese because they had Kraft mac and cheese when they were a kid. You know,
let's just hope the prices eventually like drift down a bit. Maybe it's just because they're new, but we'll see. Thank you.